This morning, 19-year-old Alan Monga of Westbrook stepped on stage in the first round of the Poetry Out Loud National Finals in Washington, D.C. Monga took a breath, exhaled, and recited W.E.B. Du Bois' 1907 poem, The Song of the Smoke.
I am the Smoke King. I am black. I am swinging in the sky. I am ringing worlds awry.
But if it wasn't for a federal judge's ruling, that performance likely would not have happened. That's because while Monga won Maine's Poetry Out Loud competition last month, he wasn't considered eligible for the national finals because of his immigration status. Robbie Feinberg has that story.
When Alan Monga immigrated to Portland last summer, he sought asylum from his home country of Zambia. That means he wasn't classified as a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, which is a requirement to take part in the Poetry Out Loud National Finals. So earlier this month, Monga took the festival's organizer, the National Endowment for the Arts, to court and asked a judge to let him compete. Monga's lawyers argued that the NEA's rules discriminated against him and others. In a ruling on Friday, U.S. District Judge John Woodcock granted Monga's request to participate, ruling that the NEA's regulations would harm Monga by not letting him compete in a, quote, unique, fleeting, one-time opportunity. On Tuesday morning, Monga took that opportunity and performed two works, The Song of the Smoke and Lord Byron's poem, She Walks in Beauty.
One shade the more, one red the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress.
Monga didn't make it to the competition's final round, which takes place Wednesday, but his lawsuit against the National Endowment for the Arts is still ongoing. While the judge allowed Monga to participate in the national finals, he has yet to make a final decision determining whether the NEA's eligibility rules are unconstitutional. And that decision could have an impact on future competitors. Portland Public Schools Superintendent Javier Botana says his district has many students who are seeking asylum. Botana says the district is talking with lawyers about how to make sure those students will be eligible for future competitions, whether by continuing the lawsuit against the NEA or by petitioning state and local organizers directly.
But clearly, from our perspective, it has to change. We can't have our students in this situation going forward.
The NEA's rules are still present on the Poetry Out Loud website. Asked if they would be changed, a spokesperson for the agency had no comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.